You know, for quite some time, I've talked about some of these adult NFSW Sonic fanfics that focused on Tails mostly, and Tails getting some tail, if you know what I mean. But the one thing I'm sure people always wonder, and I've talked about it before in some ways, is how is, even in these fanfics, these unofficial adult NFSW XXX fanfics, how is it that Tails is able to get away with getting some tail with some of these girls? Especially if some of these girls are already involved with somebody. Well, it's quite simple. It's basically the plot. It's the plot, basically. It's the explanation, if you will, that they give him. You know, it's the explanation, you know, that they give him as to why, you know, they want to be with him. You know, a good example, and I've mentioned this before. In fact, I even think I did a review on it here on the Tube and elsewhere. A good example of that is a story written by a fan known as Made in Nowhere. This fan who actually did a story for me as well, did a story before that called My Friend's Wife. And in the story basically, Tails is aged up. And that's the one thing about some of these stories, thankfully, depending on how you feel, is he's aged up to about 18, maybe 19. So only a few years have passed. Anyway, in this story, Tails is spending the week with Knuckles and Julie Sue, who, in this story, are married. And this is where it gets interesting. We find out later on that Knuckles and Julie Sue's, I guess you could say, intimateness, their erotic intimateness, if you will, of their relationship isn't what it used to be. Yeah, the eroticness of the relationship isn't what it used to be ever since they married. So Julie Sue figures, well, if Knuckles is not going to be able to satisfy me anymore like he used to, then this two-tailed hunk that's staying with us is going to do that. And that's exactly what happens. Because one of the reasons Tails is there, you know, is there for the week, is to help repair some things around the house. And the thing that leads him and Julie Sue into doing the deed, if you know what I mean, is him working on a doorbell, repairing their doorbell. So she decides to do a little bit of a role play to, set the mood. And the role play is he's done fixing the bell, rings it. You know, she acts like he's someone new coming in and all that, da-da-da. And then as soon as Tails comes in, shuts the door behind him, he turns around and he's in shock at the fact of what Julie Sue is wearing. Because basically you could see her everything, if you will, just about. And Tails is kind of wondering what's going on here. And it doesn't take him long to realize what she's doing, because as soon as he sees her like that, she kisses him. And at first, he's a little reluctant, but then she gives him the explanation. That's right, the explanation. And this is kind of what drives the plot of the story, if you will. She basically explains to him that, well, Knuckles, ever since they married, is not as, you know, intimate or erotic, you know, with her as they used, you know, as he used to be. And now, and since then, she's kind of had this urge going on and off, and that she needs to be satisfied. And of course, Tails, you know, being a friend of Knuckles, doesn't want to betray his trust. But Julie Sue's explanation is, hey, Knuckles will find out. He won't find out, you know, at all. You know, I'll come up with a reason. And Tails, he's thinking about this as she's explaining to him that she needs, you know, a man's touch that's not so brutish, but, you know, refined. And as she's telling him this, she's kissing him up his shoulders, up his neck, up onto his cheek and everything. you know, trying to send a message that, hey, I want to do this with you because you're the one, because you, I believe, are the only one that can give me what I need. And Tails, in his mind, and even vocally, is going back and forth at, you know, at the prospect of the ups and downs, you know, the negatives and the positives of doing this. And basically, Julie Sue says, look, you know, I know you feel bad about this, but if you, but let's look at the positive. I want to feel good, and I want to feel good with you, and by doing so, it'll make you feel good. Basically, she's saying, we do this, you'll feel better and have a better understanding as to what is going to happen here. And again, she reinforces the fact that Knuckles won't find out because she'll come up with an excuse. But what's interesting about this is the idea, the agreement, is that they're going to do the deed, you know, every day that he's there for the week. So in other words, besides what happens in the main story here, continuity-wise, if you look at it from continuity, they have to find different ways to get it on with each other, you know, while Knuckles is away or he's in the house. They got to find ways to do the deed. And again, Tails is a little reluctant, but again, but as soon as she explains, hey, he's not going to find out, and, you know, he's not going to find out and everything, and all that while, you know, that we're doing this, and hey, you'll have a better understanding once we do it. And Tails, again, going back and forth about this, you know, he's like, yeah, well, I haven't had the touch of a woman in a while, even though I'd feel like crap, but if she's saying I'll feel good after this and all that, and a better understanding, he's like, oh, what the heck, let's do it. And that's what ends up happening. They do it as if they are an actual couple. It's true. I mean, they go really far here. I mean, really far. I mean, I'm not going to, I can't describe too much of how far they go, but let's just say they do a little bit of a bondage in there, if you will. Not extreme bondage, but basically like tying the hands, like Tails takes this silk shawl, if you will, and ties, you know, Julie Sue's hands behind her and everything, gives her a light smack, you know, on the rear, if you will. You know, kind of pulls one of her dreadlocks, if you will, to, you know, pull her head up, well, to hear her moan and stuff like that. You know, not too hardcore extreme like, you know, some of the stories I've seen and even put in, you know, I've seen, you know, put into those stories as well as what I put in mine. You know, and, you know, not that hardcore extreme, but just like a softcore, like, BDMSing, if you will, but not, softcore bondage, but not that much. Not that much. Now, the only upside that, you know, Maiden Nowhere did with the story is Julie Sue at least realizes, okay, I can't have Tails explode inside me. You know, in the story, Julie Sue, you know, at least she realizes I can't have Tails explode inside me because that'll basically give away the idea that I cheated on Knuckles and he's going to want to know with who. So she decides, you know, once we get to your moment, once you get to that moment, Tails, you know, I'll get off of you and then you can explode in my mouth. Or you can explode all over me if you get the idea. And that's what happens. That's what happens. Now, what's interesting, though, is that in other stories, it's the complete opposite. Like, another story that's kind of identical to My Friend's Wife is a story done by the Cyborg Fox, or otherwise known as Ink Bunny, as that one Tales writer. You see, in that story, Bunny is married to Antoine, but Antoine does not want to, you know, do the deed. He doesn't want to, get intimate with Bunny, you know, in an erotic way. So what does Bunny do? She thinks about this. She goes and sits on a bench, thinks about how she's going to satisfy her needs, if you know what I mean, when an adult, aged up, mind you, Tails, sees her and invites her over to his hut for a little tea and maybe to talk things out to see what's going on. Now, what's interesting is I think, I got to go back and look at this, but I think it's also mentioned in the stories that Bunny has kind of had her fantasies about Tails. Like, you know, kind of thought, you know, she's kind of had these thoughts of getting it on with Tails ever since he's gotten older, and even when he was a little younger. But, you know, you heard me right. Even when he was a little younger, not by much, you know, she's always had these fantasies of getting it on with him because of, you know, because of how he looks and everything, and knowing that he would grow up to be kind of a lady's fox, if you know what I mean. So anyway, she decides once she goes over there and she's having tea with him and, you know, she's having tea with him and everything, that while he's going to get the tea in the kitchen, she comes to the conclusion, you know what? Antoine's not going to satisfy me, then I'm going to get satisfied by Tails. I'm going to make my fantasy of being with him, or at least doing the deed with him, a reality. And she does that. She does that by basically starts to flirt with him by letting parts of her outfit kind of slip down and everything. And Tails notices this, and he's like, you know, and his reaction is basically like, what are you, you know, why are you showing me this part of your body? And, you know, why are you acting like this now? And she just looked at him like, oh, you caught, you know, it's like, ah, so you've noticed, you've caught on. And basically, this is when all the warning signs, all the alarms, if you will, start to kind of go off in Tails' head, like, uh-oh, you know, is she doing what I think she's doing? This is not right. And Tails is like, and Tails basically is like, Bunny, if you're thinking what I think you're thinking, I can't do this. You know, it'd be cheating on Antoine and everything. And Bunny, just like Julie Sue in the previous story, you know, done by Made in Nowhere, in this story done by the Cyborg Fox, that one Tails writer, Bunny gives him the explanation. She explains to him why she wants to do this with him and to consider this to be, you know, maybe a one-time deal. Like, hey, you know, after this, you know, it won't happen again. I won't come to you for, you know, for satisfaction anymore because I would have had it. So again, you know, Tails is trying to be like, I don't know, and everything. He's trying to balance out, like, the positives and negatives. And that is until Bunny basically kisses him right on the lips. She kisses him right on the lips. She allows her body to, as described in the story, to melt into his. And I'm not talking gooey melt like she turns into liquid or anything, but basically this literally melt onto him, like basically press her body so into him that into his body that it feels like she's melting into him. You know, that's basically how I look at it being described, that she's pressing her body so into his that it feels like she's melting into him. And as she's doing this, Tails is, you know, contemplating, oh my God, this is actually happening. You know, this is actually happening. Should I do this? And then he's realizing, you know what? Screw it. She's too hot to say no to, and I'm never going to get another chance like this. I'm doing it. You know, so he's realizing, okay, I understand what she's saying. You know, I understand what she's saying. She's basically throwing herself at me, and literally by kissing him. Then he's like, you know what? I've always found her to be hot and attractive, even when I was a little younger. And you know, she's coming on to me literally by kissing me. You know, because she wants to be satisfied. Because one of my best friends, her husband doesn't want to put out. He's like, ah, screw it. You know what? I'm never going to get another chance like this. I'm going to do it. So he basically, from a logical standpoint, is like, hey, I'm not going to get another chance. And if this is to help her out, you know, because one of my best friends, her husband, doesn't want to put out, so be it. And they end up getting it on. They do. They end up getting it on and everything. You know, she even, after she breaks the first kiss, you know, looks at him and says, now you're getting into, mentions that he's now getting into it. And he basically tells her, only this once. And they literally go to town on each other. But what's interesting, though, is the ending, the climax, if you will. Because basically what happens is that you would think, just like with Julie Sue, Bunny would not want, you know, any possibility of getting, you know, seeded, if you know what I mean. You know, basically impregnated, we'll put it that way. You think she wouldn't want any of that to happen, but yet, you know, and like Julie Sue, you think she'd put, you know, she'd want to get off and have tails be like explode in my mouth instead of within me, you know. But that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. You know, she, you know, tails, you know, the kissing and everything while they're doing the deed. Tails breaks the kiss and says he's on the verge of an explosion. She kisses him again and tells him to basically explode inside of her because she needs that feeling. She needs that warm feeling, if you know what I mean. And that's literally what happened. That's literally what happens. He explodes inside of her, and then that's it. Or you think it's at it, that's it. You know, because she's thinking, wow, you really did a job on me. And just as she's, you know, thanking him for satisfying her needs, Tails, because she got him into this mood, he's like, who said I was done? And he turns around and literally aims for another hole, if you will. Another hole, if you will, you know, on the bottom of her. You know, on the bottom of her, of everything, just right under her tail, if you will. And apparently, she gets turned, she looks back at, and apparently, she's looking back at Tails as he's doing this, gets turned on about it, and tells him, go ahead, do it, it's all yours. you know, plug me up, as she would say. Oh, she didn't say plug me up, but you get the idea. You get the idea. And, yeah, she literally, yeah, literally Tails just takes her in the other area, you know, on the bottom of her, and that's it. That's it. But the way this story is described, the way this story is described, if you will, you know, the way it's described is, you know, it's almost like what the cyborg fox was doing was teasing the idea that they might be falling in love with each other. That even though she's married to Antoine in this story, you know, the way he had it described of them looking deep into each other's eyes, gazing into each other's eyes, to me, that's always been a sign of two characters falling in love. So to me, I think he was teasing the idea that, you know, even though they both knew the other one was married and the other was not, that there was something more between them besides a friend helping, a friend with benefits helping the other, if you know what I mean. They pretty much figured, yeah, you know, he pretty much figured, hey, I'm going to tease the idea that they're looking at each other as probably being more than just, you know, friends with benefits kind of deal. And, you know, because that's the vibe it gave off. That's the vibe it gave off and everything. But, you know, those are just a couple of examples, and I think I've talked about them before. Those are just a couple of examples of stories where basically the female protagonist who wants to do the thing with Tails gives a, I guess you could say, logical explanation as to why they want to do it. They do. I mean, you know, as crazy as it sounds, even when Sally and Tails in one story, I don't know if it's Zero Fox or Cyborg Fox. It might be Cyborg Fox. I think it is Cyborg Fox. Did a story where Sally in this continuity, in one shot continuity, is dating Tails, who's again aged up. You know, in one story, it's called A Mother in Need. You know, Alicia has urges too, and Max, you know, her husband, you know, Sally's dad, doesn't want to put out. He doesn't want to, you know, do his thing, right? So Sally notices this, and she's like, you know what, Mom? I have an idea. And she comes up with the idea, even though her mom at first is a little reluctant about it, after Sally explains to her, you know, the benefit of it, her mom goes along with it, and that's to share tales with her mom. And that's what happens. And even Tails is like a little taken back by it. But when Sally says, hey, it's cool. you know, I invited her to be part of this because she needs this satisfaction. And after that explanation, Tails is like, okay, no problem. You know, if it's okay with you, I'll do it. And all three of them have a threesome. And the queen, you know, basically gets so into it at times. She gets so into it at times that when Tails is having his moment, you know, if you will, with Sally, his moment with Sally and everything, you know, Alicia climbs on back of him, you know, chest first, you know, and basically describes the feeling of having a certain upper region rubbing against Tails' back and everything while, you know, he's having his fun with Sally. And you know, again, she gets, and again, you see a side of the queen you don't see before, or you haven't seen before. And what's interesting, it's also one of the more written works that, you know, you can find online without possibly getting sent to another page with a virus or whatever. It's one of the stories online, if you will. It's one of the only other stories online to where Sally and her mom kiss. Because there is another story called My Mother's Keeper that really just gets like totally wild and crazy at times with Sally and Alicia. But be that as it may, like I said, there's a moment in there where both of them, you know, after getting a little bit of a shower, if you will, a little bit of a splash, if you will, put upon them. They're cleaning each other up, they're basically cleaning each other up and everything facially. And while they're doing it, they end up kissing each other. You know, they end up kissing each other and everything. So this is one of the first stories that has them doing that. You know, that has them doing that. And basically, long story short, you know, it's insinuated that they are doing, it's insinuated that for the time Max is not around, you know, Sally's dad, Alicia's, you know, husband, King Max is not around because he's out on a world tour, a trip or something like that, a month-long trip. It's insinuated that they're doing this every night, that they're getting together for this moment every night. And it's also hinted at that Nicole, who is described to be in her Lynx form from the Archie comics, Nicole, the AI, who's in her Lynx form, is described that she might be getting in on the fun as well. So with that said, these stories, you know, if you will, when it comes to Tales, you know, these adult stories, if you will, that, you know, or these certain stories of Tales, I'll put it that way. You know, the reason they happen the way they do from a plot perspective is because of the explanation by those that, you know, have their fun, if you will, with Tales. It's the explanation they give them. Well, they give him, basically. You know, they give him an explanation. He thinks about it. You know, at first he's a little hesitant, but then he's like, you know what? Screw it. You know, if what they're saying is true, you know, and it does kind of make sense, why not go for it? Because also, logically, he realizes, hey, I'm not going to get another chance like this. You know, I'm not going to get another chance to really have this kind of fun, excuse me, if you know what I mean. So, for anybody that's wondering, you know, why, you know, if you're curious, you know, why Tails does these kind of, or why Tails gets involved in these kind of situations with these kind of stories, with these certain kind of stories, it's mainly because in the story you have someone like a Bunny Rabbit, a Julie Sue Echidna, or a Sally Acorn, along with her mom, Alicia Acorn, giving a legit explanation. That's about it. Giving a legit explanation as to why. You know, as to why, you know, they want to do the deed with Tails. And that's about it. That's about it. So, anyway, I just wanted to come on here, give you my thoughts on that. I know it may sound like I rambled a little bit. I do apologize. I just woke up a little while ago, so I was still drinking some coffee to keep myself going. But let me know what your thoughts are. You know, how do you feel about, you know, Tails being portrayed in this manner? How do you feel about, you know, even when he's aged up, how do you feel about him being portrayed in this manner? How do you feel about the explanation that each of the female protagonists that he has his fun with? You know, what are your thoughts on the explanations they give him? Do you think they are logical or do you think they're illogical? Let me know down below in the comments as well as in the live chat during the premiere. Like the video. And until next time, guys, I will talk to you later. You will also get a podcast version of this at BW Rosa's Discussions Podcast. And all your favorite podcast outlets except for Pandora, but more specifically, you can get it on Spotify. But until next time, guys, I'm out.